I have visited the houses there in the retirement village of Sullis in Inniscroll, and I have spoke to the residents, and these are all residents with underlying medical conditions, and indeed it was quite a part of the criteria for them to be able to access that, this housing that was built years ago in relation to looking after the elderly people. And it, the property has changed hands. And that was as part of government policy, where they're after March, that tenants in situ will have a continuous 6-year forward-looking lease and will not be able to be evicted out of their houses. This is affecting these people now in a negative way, because the new owners want to be able to evacuate the people so that they can sell the houses onto a very buoyant property market. And this is totally unacceptable. Some of these people have chronic illnesses, and it will be raised in the Dáil by independent TD Michael Collins in the new year, putting pressure on the Minister for Housing and the Health to reconsider this. Because I have been approached by many of the people, auctioneers in the business, that are leasing houses long term, and it has having a very negative effect on tenants or landlords. They're getting out of the market completely now because of this commitment going forward for 6 years. It's having a desperate effect on it, and the legislation should be re-looked at.
You might, though, argue that while this legislation poses sort of a negative element to landlords, it has been done with the best interest in terms of freeing up more properties to go on the market for young people right across the country who simply can't find a house or can't afford one in the current climate.
Yeah, but you know, we need private investment in the housing market. We need people that have money to be able to build a house or buy a house to make it available to people that can't do that. I think this is stopping that market. It's cutting off the private investor from going into the property market, buying houses, making them available for lease. They're getting out of it at an extraordinary rate. And government are stepping up to building the houses that's required. This year they will achieve about 32,000 houses, where they promised to build 50,000 in 2026. So that's not going to happen. So this legislation is definitely going to stop people from getting involved in building houses to make them available for rent.